Morning after Dancing with the Stars on the television last night and a couple of double eliminations. Two folks went out on the show. And since my computer has just taken the proverbial shutdown, let's go straight to the phone this morning and get her on the line. We've got national dance champ Jeannie Tucker on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. And you, other than computer problems?
Oh, doing okay. Otherwise, let's see. I just had the story up here in front. Ah, here it is. Yeah, we lost, football star Michael Irving and Mark Dazat. I can't pronounce his last name.
The Iron Chef.
Yeah, the Iron Chef. Let's just leave it at that. So,
yes.
Anyway, it came down to a bit of a sudden death performance last night, so I guess I'll let you kick it off here. Where do you want to start with Michael?
Well, yeah, I think that we knew Michael, his fans were keeping him in. He had improved. He was such a joyous person to watch dancing. He was so happy. But his performance really had not come up to the level that we really needed for the final. He had nice flow and expression in his foxtrot. His grapevines were a bit redundant. They kept doing grapevines over and over.
Mm-hmm.
But it was nice. It was
yeah,
well done.
He did a good job. He did a good job.
Mark had too much of a warm-up and not enough samba. So I think that really hurt him. And Lacey being sick and him having to have a different it was awkward. It was very awkward. It was not one of his better dances, and that definitely hurt him. The thing that really kept most of the people in and really made the differences this week was the team dance. You know, when you go back to look at their individual performances and then you look at the team score, you can really see why certain people stayed. Donnie did a good job with his quick step. It was very upbeat, high energy. He's a great performer. Many mistakes, but he covered them. And
yeah,
he had used the posture bar and really worked on his posture, which was evident. Maya's foxtrot, boy, it was a great spotlight for her. A nice period piece at the intro of that song. Very, very graceful, very sensual, lovely footwork. She did a super job. Aaron, he did jive. He got high scores. Yes, his feet were faster, but not enough closed work for me, enough closed jive for me. He had more control. It was one of his best dances, if not his best dance yet, but it's still a bit quirky, and it's got good energy, but there's just something just quirky about him. I know he's coming up and he's moving up, but as me, aesthetically, there's something I just still don't care for there.
Huh.
Kelly, you know, she's staying in.
She's hanging in there.
And not enough salsa, as far as I'm concerned, when it comes to doing salsa. Some mistakes. She had good energy. Very outgoing. She is coming out of her shell, but I still don't think she's good enough to take it all the way.
Mm-hmm.
Joanna, you know, I did not agree with the judges this week at all. I know they got high scores, but to me, it had too many hops and little skips in it that were not very fluid. She had awkward hand motions. It's not natural. There were a few stumbles, and once again, I think that her partner, Derek, needs to work on his professionalism, because he abandoned her at the end of the dance to go over and shake a guy's hand in the audience.
Yeah, I saw that.
He's just not acting very professional.
I think that was her husband.
Was it?
Yeah.
Well,
I believe
still,
that's what it was.
He should have maybe brought her with him. It just wasn't very, very okay. I think that Team Tango did a fabulous job, and that's what took, you know, Kelly, Joanna, and Donnie were in that, and that's what gave Kelly and Joanna.
And I love that. I love that performance. The tango was great.
Yeah, it was beautifully done. It really, really was. They did do a lift, and that kind of took them down, and that's why they didn't get more tens. Boy, it was fast, furious, beautifully done. I think that when you look at teams, you know, judging teams, I can tell you that the less couples, the easier it is, because that's less people to have to match. And so the other team, the Team Paso, had more couples. They had five. They had a lot more people they had to worry about getting, you know, the symmetry to match on. So that was harder to do. And
mm-hmm.
if you look, the two that got eliminated were on Team Paso. So they, scores and points definitely affected the outcome this week.
Okay. Is that everybody?
What do you think for next week, Jim? Who's your favorite?
Oh, I don't know. It's coming down to the wire here. I'm still rooting for Donnie. Donnie on the guy's side and Maya on the lady's side.
I think you're probably right so far as the fan favorites, and I know that Kelly is a favorite. I like Maya. I think Aaron is going to give it a run for the money. I do really like Donnie. I hope Donnie can pull it up. I think that it's going to be exciting in the next weeks.
Yeah, next couple of weeks. Aaron could crash and burn, too. So
he could crash and burn. Donnie could crash and burn. Joanna could crash and burn. It all right now is going to be determined by the type of dance. When you look at what they do best, the person that has an overall better dance when it comes to any of the dances is Maya.
Yeah.
Maya's been able to do just about anything, smooth, fast, any of them. Aaron, he has shown he can do smooth, and now he's done the jive, so he's pulling up that a little bit. Donnie has some dances that he's not the best at. So it's really going to come down to who gets what dance.
Absolutely, absolutely. Speaking of judging, by the way, you're heading off to do a judging seminar this weekend up in Phoenix. Great big judging seminar up there.
Indeed, yes. I'm going up for the Greater Phoenix Swing Dance Club. They have asked me to come up for the second year now to come up and do a judging seminar for a dance called West Coast Swing. West Coast Swing is a fantastic dance that is a slotted version of swing. It happens to be California's state dance, and it's all over the country. It's been around for so long. It goes back in its history to Lindy Hop and all the other swing dances. It's going to be on Sunday from 1 to 4. If people would like information, they can go to the Greater Phoenix Swing Dance Club's website, and they should find that under special events. And
right.
It's very minimal price to get people educated more about West Coast Swing and what to look for and how to dance it and judge it.
And make sure you check out Jeannie's website, too, www.jeannietucker.com. And we'll chat again next Wednesday morning.
Sounds great, Jim. See you then.